So, finally, we have quiet Sunday today. Today, we don't have wedding, we don't have engagement ceremony, we don't have baptismal service today. But today is still special Sunday because as I have already said, a few people from our family congregation are leaving for their new places or their new chapter of their lives. And with that, when I was preparing for today's sermon, in the prayer, I came up to today's verse, which is Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16. And this is very famous Bible verse, so maybe you may have heard before. But today, I'd like to send a word from this passage to those who are going to new place, as well as ourselves.
一言お祈りしましょう。 Let us pray. 愛する天のお父様、6月の終わりからこの7月いっぱい、本当に毎週毎週あなたの恵みと祝福にあふれる日々であったことを覚えて感謝いたします。またこの祝福がこの先も続いていくことを信じ感謝いたします。主よ、私たちは間もなく幾人かの私たちの愛する兄弟姉妹家族を送り出そうとしております。主よ、どうぞ今日は特にその方々一人一人を覚えつつ、その方々のために祈り、また私たちもあなたの御言葉をもう一度覚えて、送り出していくことができますように、主よ、どうぞこの時間をあなたが導き、豊かに祝福してくださいますように、すべてを感謝し、これからの時を見て委ねて愛するイエス様の御名によってお祈りいたします。アーメン。
And today I would like to make this time the time of message shorter than usual. The reason is that I'd like to leave some time to pray for each people who are leaving for the new places. And also maybe you can also share the word of encouragement later if you'd like to. So today's message is going to be not that long, but let us look into today's passage. And again, as usual, I'd like to point out three things from today's passage. Number one is, you are the salt of the earth. I'm just doing this like a misdaita, ne? And you are the light of the world. So I want you to focus on the word earth and world. Jesus said, we are the salt of the earth and light of the world, not the salt or light in the heaven, or salt or light in the church. It's still okay. It's good to be a light and salt in the church, but God wants us to be the light and salt in the world. Not, I don't say this applies to all the churches, of course, but especially small churches, and as well as maybe big church or growing church, sometimes church focus on gathering people too much. How to increase the number of the membership? How to attract people to the church? And which is okay and which is good. Every Sunday we gather here and we worship God together, which is wonderful. But I think church has another purpose, and which is also very important. And that purpose is to send out people into the world as a salt, as a light of the world. So, it is, I don't know if this is right word to say, sad, but we miss our friends and our sisters and brothers in Christ when they leave the church for their new places. But I think we are doing what church is supposed to do. The church, the body of Christ, the purpose of the church is not just gathering, it's not just growing the numbers, but also sending people into the world. So those who are leaving for new places, we are sending them out into the world. And I want you to be the light and salt in the world, not just in the church. Of course, I recommend and I pray you go to the church wherever you go, even if you go to the new place, I want you to find a church. But not only the church, not only the community that you feel comfortable, but when you spend time with your maybe non-Christian friends or your school, your company or whatever, wherever you are, God wants you to be the salt and light. And this is number one. And number two, when we are told or sent as a salt of the earth or the light of the world, you might think, oh, I'm scared, I'm not good enough. Oh, I cannot be a light yet. I cannot be a salt yet. I'm not ready yet. But today, I'd like to remind you that it is God who declares that you are the light, you are the salt of the world. It is not yourself. It is not the people around you who determine you and say, okay, you are good enough, or you are not good enough to be a light or salt of the world. But God himself declares that we are the light, we are the salt, and we are the light of the world. So please do not be afraid when you are sent to the world. Maybe the world is not comfortable always, as if you are in a church. But don't be scared, don't be afraid, because it is God who declares that you are the salt and you are the light by his grace. And he himself is the light and salt in you. So trust him. Number three, this is not really from today's scripture, but I want you to know, even if we send people out and we go to the different places, we are still one in Christ. We are still one as a body of Christ. Wherever you go, even if you go to the other side of the earth, or even if you go to the Mars, we are still one as a body of Christ. So please pray for us, those who are living here in next few days. Whenever you remember, please pray for EJCC. And we will pray for you wherever you are and whatever you are doing. You were always in our prayer. So please pray for us as well. And the Bible also said that is how we show the world that we are the disciple of the Christ. When we love one another, when we pray for one another, when we care for one another, the world will know that we are the disciples, we are the children of God. So now, Let's do it. Let us pray for each one of us.、まあ、今でもメッセージは終わりですので、そのメッセージの通りに今から、特にこれから旅立っていく一人の一人のことを覚えてですね、祈る時を持ちたいと思います。I would like to open this time. So, anybody, please pray and I will close the prayer.
今からしばらく特に間もなく出発される方々のことを覚えて私たちは今日祈りたいと思います。最後に一言私お祈りしたいと思いますので、しばらく皆さん自由にお祈り一人一人のためにしていただきたいと思います。
And of course those who are going can pray for us or pray for you know the other people who are going
ね、行く人もぜひ、別の行く人あるいは私たちの教会のことを覚えてお祈りをしていただきたいと思います。
Okay, let us pray. お祈りしましょう。